Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Our topic tonight is the Repuppy Party is an embarrassment. Hey, Rion's Peanuts, you better get a grip on the rhinos. Stop giving aid to Hillary. Same warning goes to Fix News. I never saw Fix News. I've been a fan since its beginning. I have never seen a network that wants to self-destruct. It is really sad. People that I looked up to, I now look down on. How can Fix News be so stupid to self-destruct in an obvious attempt to kneecap Trump, Cruz, and Carson? Instead of giving debate time to CNN, who hates the Republican Party, why not give it to OAN? Or Newsmax, or Glenn Beck. CNN covered up the Clintonista raid on Miami to snatch a kid named Elian Gonzalez for Castro future favors. Jeb Bush was governor at the time, and the Cubans down in Miami said he swallowed his tongue. In other words, he wouldn't speak up for his own people and laid low. CNN was with Hillary Clinton when she barged in on a funeral for a propaganda opportunity. She barged in on the funeral of the 911 funeral of Father Michael Judge, the fire department chaplain. She came in with the CNN truckload of camera crew. And the fire department had come off the dig site. They were still digging for their brothers. And came off the dig site to pay a tribute to Father Michael Judge because he was the fire department chaplain. And they had lined the entrance to the church, and the Franciscans were by the father's coffin, and they were bringing it in. And just then, Hillary jumps out of a CNN van and she starts shaking the hands of the firemen that are lined up. You had to see the looks of disgust on their faces. And as a matter of fact, there were guys there in suspender overalls that turned they had just come from the dig site, and they turned their back on Hillary when she stuck her hand out. So I guess CNN decided, even if they edited it out, that if they tried to use that to promote Hillary for senator or promote Hillary for president, that the fire department would raise holy hell. So they canned it. I never saw it. I was watching for it. So the footage was to be used to promote Hillary. The Twin Towers were Clinton Towers. Bin Laden lived because of Clinton, who had two opportunities to stop his plan by stopping him. First opportunity was in the Sudan, when the Sudanese government was throwing him out at the request of the United States, but the United States didn't have the guts to arrest him, and the Sudanese were going to hold him for us and turn him over. But Clinton decided not to do it. Now, I don't know if money changed hands, but you know we do have a corrupt government. We are. Backsheesh is an Arab word. It means payoff. And we just call it Greece, you know? Greece is the word. But we're making sultans and sheikhs to look like choir boys. Our government is bought and paid for, and not by the taxpayer. The taxpayer is being robbed blind. That was the first opportunity. The second opportunity was Bin Laden was falconing with a Saudi prince. They were hunting with falcons. And the CIA told Clinton we can take him out. But Clinton wouldn't do it because he didn't want to kill the prince. And I often, in my imagination, you know, that runs wild, I visualize a phone call to the prince's father saying, "Hi, this is Bill. I saved your son's life today. Here's my wire transfer account number." Oh, that couldn't happen. We're the land of the free. Yeah, and the home of the broke. We owe $20 trillion. Our credit card is about to be confiscated. Now we hear rhinos. I call the towers, the World Trade Center towers, I call them the Clinton Towers because he owns them. Those were his towers. In 1993, that was the first hit, and he did nothing. He kicked the can down the road, and little Georgie Porgy ended up catching the can. Georgie Porgy was sitting in a classroom of a lot of African-American children, and he was reading them a story. And the guy's name was Carr, or something. His aide walked over to him while Georgie was reading the story of like the Three Little Pigs or something. And Carr whispered in his ear, "We're screwed, boss. We're screwed in the two buildings in New York are coming down. Two planes have just hit it. We're in trouble. We got to get out of here. We're on the run. We got to go into hiding." 3,000 people in that building couldn't go into hiding. They died in that building, including 343 firemen and 200 mothers who died with their pro-life babies. And those babies were never given names and put on the monument with their mothers. They died with their mothers, but this communist government doesn't recognize babies in the womb. They are considered absentee ballots, which must be hidden, like the absentee ballots that were hidden in Afghanistan and marked as the ballot boxes were marked ammo, and they were put in an ammo dump. So some GI who might have died the day before, after he voted for his president, his ballot was scrubbed. The Democrat Party hates the military. Now we hear rhinos like Billy Crystal of the Weekly Stand Down say he won't vote for Trump. The rhinos forced Trump to take an oath, not to start a third party. Based on their double-crossing performance, Trump may be forced to form a second party because rhinos seem to be acting like demo combos. Never forget the Democrat Party threw God out at the last convention. And if you don't believe me, go to YouTube and see the vote. Now I know why another Republican Party was formed. More tea, anybody? And the Bee of Benghazi has not even taken the field yet. She has a Stalin-like grip on her nomination. Like Stalin, she has no competition. The other two whites-only candidates are window dressing to make it look like a fair race for the white race. How's that for playing Democrat race cards? There's no color on the platform. You know who's got the color on the platform? Two Latinos, one African American, a super guy, right? A woman, an Italian woman. We got them. We got everybody. We got, I said two Latinos. And we got everybody. We're the coalition. We're the mosaic now. The only white meat at the banquet, the Democrat banquet. Yep. Now I know why the Republican Party was formed. The Democrats have no choice. They're pro-choice means only one baby. That's Hillary. But I got to tell you, one more jihad jolt in the USA and Trump goes to 75%. And people are not going to care how rude he becomes. They know he's a doer that gets things done quickly. My team that I would like to see is President Trump, Vice President Cruz, and whatever job he wants, Carson. The most feared Trump question in government halls will be, so what do you do here? I just saw Putin's smiling eyes light up at a meeting as he greeted Hanoi John Kerry. You know if Putin is grinning from ear to ear, Kerry is his slave. Obama can't rescue four Americans on a rooftop in Benghazi, but he can rescue communist countries and terrorist nations. In 1 year, he reversed and destroyed all American gains in the Middle East. No clever fool does that by accident. That package came with instructions. And let me just say this about a moment of silence. I'm tired of a moment of silence. It's a religious muzzle, just like separation of church and snake. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we will all stay free. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Holy Days. Home
live on, live my dream.
I got a flashback when I was thinking about the money's changing hands. When Bush, that's Georgie Porgy, when Georgie Porgy was president, he met in a hotel in Texas with King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. And coincidence, a hotel in Texas, the king of Saudi Arabia is there. The president of the United States is there. He meets with the king. And after Georgie Porgy goes to bed, an ex-president shows up at the hotel in Texas. President Pinocchio Pants. And he goes and visits the king. Wow. What a coincidence. Unbelievable. So my headline was, President Clinton meets with King Abdullah and converts. No, not converts to Islam. He converts reals to dollars. And that's what's going on. And that's why I like Trumpo, El Trumpo. And somebody said tonight, El Trumpo's not going to get it. He's too old. And the millennials want a young person, somebody that's good looking, and somebody that is their age. And I said to myself, let's go with Trump and let's go with Hillary. And the millennials won't turn out. And we'll save the country. Yeah. So anyway, Paul Ryan converts to Islam. Paul Ryan, the last time they tried to pawn him off on us, he was the boy. He was the boy. They told this sad story about how he found his father passing away. And he's a clean-cut boy. He was the newspaper boy. He was everything to everybody. And he was, you know, he was a good Catholic boy. And he was a conservative. Now it turns out he's a rhino. He just grew a beard. And that's my topic tonight. Paul Ryan converts to Islam. It was confirmed by the holy imam, Haji Brennan, head of the CIA, who baptized and gave him his Muslim name, Mukhtibar bin Ryan. He was ordered by Obama, the Razuli of the Democrat Martyrs, to grow an Iranian-style beard just in case they take over. Paul can blend in just like a Majid McConnell. The sad part about Republicans is they think they won under Obama. Even though Obama won, the Republicans think they won. They think they're doing great. And their motto was do nothing, lose nothing. Fox was skinning Trump 60 days before the first debate. Chris Wallace, Megan Behar Kelly from The View, and Brett Bighart, Bighead, he has a big heart too, except when it comes to Trump, all got their instructions from Waltzing Matilda. You know who Waltzing Matilda is? That's Rupert Murdoch. Rupee Murdoch, because he's Australian. And the national anthem of Australia is Waltzing Matilda. Did you ever hear it? Once a jolly swagman camped beside a billabong under the shade of a coolibah tree. And he sat and he watched and he waited for his billy boil. You'll come a waltzing, Matilda, with me. That's waltzing. Matilda is a knapsack. Anyway, it's a story of a homeless person. And he stole a jump buck. Down came a jump buck to drink beside the billy bog. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. And he sang as he stuffed that jump buck in his tucker bag. You'll come a-waltzing, Matilda, with me. See, you're getting a lesson in national anthems tonight. Isn't that a crazy national anthem? You ought to hear the Irish one. It's really fiery, man. It gets you going. The German one hasn't changed. They changed the words, but the music has been the same since World War I. So, the sad part about the Republicans is they think they won under Obama. They think they're doing great, do nothing, lose nothing. And Fox was skinning Trump 60 days before the first debate. Chris Wallace, Megan Behar Kelly from The View, and Brett Bighead all got their instructions from Waltzing Matilda. Two-word instruction, kneecap Trump. Megyn Kelly was on The Rising Star and turned it into the Titanic. El Trumpo, a Latino job zero, came to the party with 24 million voters. And after the debate, Fox News became known as Fix News. Trump left with 25 million voters. Good luck tonight, Mr. President. That was when I wrote this, he hadn't done the debate. And he did good on the debate. And the funniest part of the debate was Bush got uppity. And Trump said, oh, look, he's getting energy. And Bush says, you'll never be president. You'll never be president. And Trump said, I'm 43. You're 3. Okay. Move on down the line. Get close to the ending. Get off the stage. And everybody went, oh, Trump is so mean to poor Jeb, who's dying on the vine. Yeah, I like the people that call for compassion. The Democrats are great at it. They're great at it. They'll hold up a little Mexican kid oh, this poor baby, look what the Republicans are doing. They won't let him come in and be a citizen. In the meantime, they scream in your face, keep your rosaries off my ovaries. And it's my body. I said, lady, I know it's your body. Do you own a hotel? Why? Why do you ask? Because I want to know which one, because I like to sleep like a baby. Give me a break. They always play. I say to Democrats, pull on your heartstrings before they eat your heart out. You know the difference between a Democrat and a vulture? A vulture waits till you're dead before he eats your heart out. So, where were we? Oh, yeah, this Christian doesn't turn the other cheek to Democrats because they'll just cut your throat. Yeah, it's kind of hard to sing Kumbaya when you're gurgling blood. So Trump came to the Fox News party and with 24 million, and he left with 25. Now, I want to pay a compliment to the L.A. school district. We know that California has fallen by the wayside. They've taken down the Ten Commandments and nobody has a conscience anymore. But California made a great call yesterday. Even though the call was a hoax, they played it 100% safe. Absolutely safe. They stopped the kids from coming to school. And they called the buses back. And then they went through all the schools and checked for bombs. All right? San Bernardino happens to be in California. And they didn't want a San Bernardino repeat. And I'm going to show you the difference between then and now. They'd made the right call. New York City, Bratton, who used to be the police commissioner in California, in L.A., chastised the California school board for falling for a hoax. That's easy for him to say, because he put the entire school system in New York, their lives on the line, to call a bluff. Bluff worked, all right? But suppose his bluff hadn't worked. You know how many cover-up teams would have been throughout the city? Now, I'm going to tell you about a bomb scare in my time in a Catholic high school, which was run by priests and Marist brothers. No lay teachers, no communists, strictly by the big book, the top 10 commandments. My school got a bomb scare. Somebody called in a bomb scare. The Monsignor who was in charge of the school chose to ignore it. Bomb scare? We got work to do here. There's biology tests going on. Bomb scare? We have no time for a bomb scare. 2 hours after that bomb scare was called in, a redheaded guy sitting to my left was dragged out of the classroom by four Marist brothers and two detectives. We never saw him again. Some people say he's buried in the catacombs. He called in the bomb scare from two blocks away in a candy store. And at that time, they had phone booths, wooden phone booths, and you can go in, you can close the door. Well, the guy that was behind the counter in the candy store heard him call in the bomb scare, and he called the detectives. Within 2 hours, they had this guy. And that was what justice was like back in the day. I just thought I'd give you that info. So the LA school system did the right thing. They took no chances. It's like if you see a package that's left unattended, you don't go over it and see if there's a bomb in there. You go get somebody. So you know what the excuse was that Bratton gave as the bomb scare was a hoax? He said, that they must have gotten an email, a message, because he said the A for Allah was lowercase, and no Muslim would ever make Allah a lowercase A. And I flash back to a jihad demonstration. It was probably in England, and all Muslims, and they were holding up signs. And one Muslim terrorist, because there are some good Muslims, I noticed one guy, this Muslim terrorist had a sign. It said, kill all the J-U-I-C-E. Kill all the Jews. So, that theory about uppercase and lowercase, Bratton's a head case. He's just jealous. It was a Democrat ploy. That's what that was. And what is Bratton doing running California? He's supposed to be protecting us in New York. Get a job, Bratton. Okay. I like the Cruz. I like the Trump Cruz ticket. And anyone who thinks Christie is the answer has never paid New Jersey taxes. If you think he's not going to raise taxes, you got to come and speak. Go door knocking, door to door in New Jersey, and ask one question. How's the real estate tax here? You know what New Jerseyans say about Christie? If he gets his way, one day there'll be a toll booth at the bottom of everybody's driveway. Terrorists are buying cell phones and burying explosives in the woods and using cell phones to detonate propane tanks. Chuck Schumer and Governor Cuomo want to ban barbecues because of the propane tanks, but that's not the real truth. The real truth is pork is haram. I'm going to give you a tune. We're going to do a little Jesus. Ooh, this is 4 minutes. We got to do it.
And the land and sea and stars of the night.
a story in the news about a veteran who was went to the motor vehicle to get his picture taken for his driver's license, and he had a hat with the word Marine on it, and the person taking the picture told him, "You got to take your hat off." When he looks in his two Sikhs with turbans, and they're having their picture taken, and they're not taking their hat off. He says, "I'm not going to do it." So he's tonight's hero. Everybody's talking about him. And I guess they allow him. He says, they're not taking their hat off. I'm not taking my hat off. We're going to need a few more Patrick Henrys. We really are. And, of course, my New York version of Patrick Henry is, "Give me liberty or give me a corned beef on rye." Patrick Henry was a great man. So was Nathan Hale. And Nathan Hale went to a religious school called Yale. And it's anything but religious today. Poor Nathan Hale. He said, "I regret that I have but one life to give for my country." Do you know he was denied a Bible when he was in the marquee of the provost marshal waiting to be hanged in an apple orchard? And he wrote a letter to his mother to be sent to her after the hanging. And they tore the letter up. And the provost marshal said, "No one should know the courage. No one should know the courage of this man, young man." He was 18 years old. He wanted to be a clergyman. And a friend talked him into spying for the revolution. So he died for a country that he never seen born. And today, what do we have? Our hero was Bo Birdcall, who got five guys killed trying to rescue or apprehend him. I don't know what the mission was. But he's Obama's fair-haired boy. Obama had a son, he'd be like Bo Birdcall. I'll give you another tune. This is a sniper song.
Bye. but I'll be seeing.
Watching Glenn Beck tonight, and they got a girl. She's doing a tour of Erbil in the Kurdish part of Iraq. And she's going over what ISIS has done to the Yazidi people. And it's really sad. It's really sad. You know, I remember when Saddam went into Kuwait. And his troops poured in from Iraq into Kuwait, and Saddam had rounded up all the mothers and daughters, Kuwaiti mothers and daughters, and took them to the Kuwait Zoo. And as the troops poured into Kuwait, they raped them, which seems to be a Middle East pastime. And there is nothing more helpless of a feeling than for a father or a husband to stand at pistol point to his head and watch his wife or daughter being raped. There's no greater degradation of a man than to not be able to help his wife or daughter in that situation. That has got to be horrible. And I believe that as a result of all those women that were raped, most of them had the babies. They weren't going to a Democrat chop shop. I think because at some point in the Muslim religion, life is sacred. I don't think it's for too long, but not based on what I see today. It's really sad. So we'll say a little prayer for the Yazidi people that are up there in tents, and they're a broken people. And I saw yesterday, and I think it was either Memory or Walid Shubat, an 8-year-old girl was sold for 10 cigarettes. How's that? That is sad. Okay. Having said that, we'll say a little prayer. Lord, protect the Yazidi people. The winter is coming. They have nothing, and they're not getting any help from anybody. So, and Obama doesn't want Christian refugees. And you don't believe that. But one day you may be a refugee. And don't give Obama as a reference. Yeah. I got a picture of Stalin I'm looking at. And it says, apocryphally attributed to Yosef Vissarionovich Stalin, Soviet revolutionary, political leader, party animal, and all around scary character. You want to know what his famous saying is? It's the same as George Soros' famous saying. It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes. Stalin won by a landslide. No competition in communism. Hillary is leading in the polls, just like Stalin. Once again, no competition. If the Republican Party had all white people running for the presidency, the racist label would be everywhere. We have 15 candidates from a broad spectrum of America. The party of death has 3 ghosts. You heard about the silent majority? Well, now it is the silenced majority in the Democrat Party. What happened to the mosaic, to the all-inclusive party? There is a silenced majority in the Partido de la Muerte, and at election time, shouting it is Hillary all the way, but not today. I am pulling the lever of freedom for El Trumpo and my man Trump. Watch and learn, rhinos. More tea, anybody? Bartender, a champagne. I have a coupon.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue when I search the
mind over stopping Trump. He wants Trump stopped so bad. So I turn on the TV tonight, and who's on O'Reilly but Trump? But Trump now has an advantage. Trump is facing O'Reilly from a hall. And sitting behind Trump, all facing in the same direction, is an audience that's there at a Trump rally. And there's a flag of Arizona, the state of Arizona, and I hope Trump gives some help to that girl that's running against McCain. Kelly Ward. Yeah, because she would be great. And what I would love to see is her beat McCain, and then watch Lindsey Graham looking for a new place for his nose because he won't have McCain's seat. But anyway, so Trump is sitting there and the whole audience is behind him. And O'Reilly starts to castigate Trump. You're too thin-skinned. And the audience goes, Trump, Trump, Trump. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I'm sorry I missed the beginning. Oh, I'll catch it at 11 o'clock. I'll catch it again at 11 o'clock. But O'Reilly is so consumed, him and Krauthammer, with destroying Trump. And they want to destroy Cruz, though. Okay, more Krauthammer on Cruz than O'Reilly. But O'Reilly can't stand Trump. And it shows in his voice. You know, I guess the GERD is coming up, you know. But it's really funny. And Trump was magnificent as usual. Can do no harm, Trump. You know, can do no wrong, Trump. But it was pretty good. The other guy I want to pay a tribute to is Mark Levin. Mark Levin is like the watchdog of the country. He is analyzing and scrutinizing everybody that's coming up against the good of the country. And he hits them all. He calls Christy Krispy Kreme. And I think I said it earlier. If you want to know anything about Christy for president, just go to any homeowner in New Jersey and ask them how the taxes are. Go to Ocean County. Say, how do you like that new 25% increase you just got? Yeah. Is that what you want? You want a government to tell you that it's giving all your money away, that you got to pay more? Rand Paul says we got to have a war tax. Why don't we have to have a war tax? How about we stop giving our money away? How about we stop letting politicians give our money away? If they had no money to give away, they couldn't take any bribes. It is really, and you know they're all getting kickbacks. Come on, get real. If they have only Trump is the only guy that doesn't take money. He makes money, but he don't take money. So let's see what this one says. Gun owners endorse a wonderful patriot. This is Kelly Ward. This is the girl that's up against John McCain. So the gun owners of America are endorsing Kelly Ward out in Arizona. I wish that somebody could snatch that Barbara Boxer seat in California. There's a woman that has done nothing but damage. She should only have been a one term. All politicians should only be one term. You got to remember that the founding fathers built this country for you and me, not for some politician that's going to get 40 years on the job. You should get 4 years on the job and then go find a job. The founding fathers built this government to be run by the people, for the people, by the people. And we're letting these scalawags and take it over. So having said that, it's time to play the Support a Trump song. Hold on. I just got to tell you this. This Kelly Ward can win this race. The Gravis marketing survey showed Kelly Ward leading John McCain among Republican voters by a 9-point margin, 45-36. Let's all get behind the conservatives, the real conservatives, not the phony ones, the ones that are tried and true. And let's keep the ball rolling.
Next time you do, you got to put them in for tonight. Girl, you gotta
I'm on a website, and it says, I'm a new age patriot with a 1776 attitude. And it's got an American flag and a mean looking eagle. And it's a compliments to Donald Trump. First guy says, Mr. Donald Trump, period. Abu Tom, that's me, says one more Muslim hit and Trump goes to 75%. And Winford says, you got that right. And the ragheads will hit again, thanks to the POS Obama. Is that the president of something? Trump, he's telling what the people want to hear. I hope he can do as he's promised. Will be interesting. That's Janice. Well, Janice, I'm sorry. This is from Pax Romana 4 minutes ago. Donald Trump has laid down the blueprint for how to handle the press. I'm going to say communist. Put the word communist in there. He didn't. I am. The press has been completely neutralized and kept off balance at every turn by Trump, who has controlled the entire narrative. The thing that would derail a lightweight like Jeb Bush has the things that would derail a lightweight like Jeb Bush have not been an obstacle for Trump. I once represented a company that was helping a guy in business. And he was a very rich guy. He was rich because he inherited lived off his mother. And the company was putting him in the auto parts business. And he had a salesman on the road. And the guy was trying real hard. And this guy turned around in front of all his employees and said, you're fired. You're fired. Get out of here. And I grabbed him on the side and I said, Bill, you can't talk to people like that. He goes, my mother doesn't like him. Aren't you glad you don't work for Bill? Life is funny, man. Life is funny. By the time you figure it all out, they're closing the lid. Let's see what else we got here, if there's any more. I guess we're going to have to go to, let's see, previous? We got a previous? We got a previous. Let's see what the previous says. Retired Army says, what the hell do you come up with the idea that he favors immigration? Where in the hell? He, like all of us, favor legal immigration, not illegal immigration. Please provide your facts that show he is. You can't because it's not true. Wake up, America. Let's see here. Well, I guess they're talking about Cruz. Who do you think won the debate? That's what it is. Okay. It's Trump, baby. It's Trump. Or as the rhinos say, it's effing Trump. It's that effing Trump again. Unbelievable. Time for a mambo. We're going to pay a tribute to all those. I heard a girl, a lady comedian, and she said she was learning how to speak Spanish. And somebody said, how do you learn? She said, I just listened to the guys doing the roof next door. They're here, and they came here, and everybody exploited them. We're slave owners. We're slavers. And you know who the biggest slaver in this USA is today? The biggest coyote is the president of the United States. Because he's allowing children to be smuggled into this country undocumented. And don't think they're all going to a good home. They're going to go to brothels. They're going to go to child porn sites. And this president is catering to that. He is the biggest coyote in the country. And God is going to get him for it.
nothing bothers me. I wanna fly right through the sky, I wanna touch the moon. When I hear them calling me, I'll have to come back soon. And I say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Some more salutations for people that are endorsing Trump. Deborah says, Trump. That's it. This one is one is by a guy named Rafael Garcia. And what calls my attention to the name Garcia is I did a list of Latino names who were casualties in this war against terror. And the most popular a Latino name that I came across and counted 14 of them, was Garcia, who gave their lives for this country. So when they tell you that the Republicans don't like the Latinos, that's communist cagada de toro. Because since the beginning, since the Alamo, when Texicanos died with Americanos, the Latinos have been red, white, and blue Americans. And we love them. The men are not so good looking, but the women are very beautiful. So here's what Raphael says. America needs to clean up the corruption in Washington. Trump gives all indication that he will do just that. Congress is not concerned about the threats he poses to other countries. They are scared that Trump will put a stop to their quest for power and expose them for what they really are, criminals. If Trump can't be bought, how do you think he's going to react to people he knows are getting paid off? There's a lot of things Trump can't say that he's going to do because he doesn't want a total opposition. He wants to catch them napping. This is another guy, retired Army, Trump. He did not change his views nor attempt to gloss over his views. He maintained his stance. And Valerie says, yes. If you heard that, it was a burp. I'm sorry. My ideals were met pretty much by Trump. That's Barry. Barry says that. My man Trump leads all of the PC asswipes. Nuff said. And Kathy says, Ted Cruz, hands down. Trump Cruz gives America 16 years to rebuild a weakened nation. Right now, everybody is toying with us, even ISIS. Oh, okay. I'm going to close with the Star Spangled Banner. I got scared. I pulled up a USB connector. I thought I had disconnected myself. I'm going to close with the Star Spangled Banner. This is a vinyl record, so you're going to hear scratches in it. Back then, we didn't have the good acoustics and the good sounds that we have today. But I got to tell you about this Star Spangled Banner. There's 47 scratches in it. Scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died in World War II. This tune is played by the original cast of World War II. So here we go. Listen to the ocean's roar. We'll be right back. bad Muslims say Allahu Akbar. The good Muslims say Fi Amanillah. God keep you safe. Good night, folks.